Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Peter Dai. I received a bill from our Citibank, and which we do not have any recollection or no record of making the purchase. Could you tell me what that is?
Yes, sir. May I please have your zip code?
My zip code is 90247. 90275.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
90275.
All right, thank you so much. And may I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Peter. Last name is Dai, D-A-I.
All right, thank you so much. Give me 1 second. I am just looking for an account under that name.
Okay.
All right, I do in fact see an account under that name, and for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
My shipping address is 6507 Satis Drive, Rancho Palo Verdes, 90275.
All right, thank you so much. All right, so I do see here that you may have paid shipping and handling of $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster.
Wi-Fi booster. Oh, okay. But that, yes. I saw that was not a purchase. That was a given, say, if I do that, then I just need to pay the shipping cost. That's
yes,
a promotional deal.
Yes, it was a promotional deal, and in the terms and conditions, it also stated that after 48 hours or so, you will be charged $49.97, as well as receiving an email with a $125 gift card to buy from their gadget store, and it is $49.97 a month until you cancel your account.
I don't understand that. Say that again.
Yes, so in the terms and conditions, when you were paying the shipping and handling, it stated that after 48 hours, you will be charged $49.97, and by getting charged $49.97, you will also receive a gift card to your email with $125 on it, and it is $49.97 every month until you cancel your account.
So I will be getting bill for 49 something each month.
Yes,
is that what
sir.
You're saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't need that. Could I return everything to you? I don't need any of these.
You're saying you want to cancel your account.
Yeah, please do. At that time it was from the email to me. It says, if I take this free offer, all I'd be charged is the shipping cost. So that's why I said, okay. I think it's under some kind of a company. Is that the Cox or some company made the offer? So I made the offer. I said, okay, let's give it a try. But I didn't like the thing anyway. So could you cancel the whole thing for me?
Yes, sir. I will go ahead and cancel your account. It does stop all future payments. And I also have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. So what
all
do
right.
I do now? If I cancel this, what does that really mean?
Yes, so by canceling your account, it goes into immediate effect. It would not charge you $49.97 anymore.
Okay. So do I still need to pay this one here? I got this one here, the charge for $49.97. Is this still in force?
So are you basically asking for a refund? Because the charge $49.97 is valid. As for a refund, I can give you a 35% refund to that charge.
If I it was very badly misrepresented, it was He was told to me that this whole thing is free. All I need to do is to pay this promotional thing, pay the postage. But now he said I need to pay the 49 something. That's why I don't understand it. And he has to excuse me. I read the whole thing, but then this is just not correct. They kind of get people involved in this, and then to say, okay, you're charged, you're obligated. That's not correct.
Okay, well, sir, I do apologize if the terms and conditions weren't made clear enough for you. If you're not satisfied with the 35% refund, I can give you a 50% refund. But, sir, that is the highest that we can go.
Okay, all right. Give me the 50% refund then.
All right, yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and get that refunded, and I'll be right back with your cancellation number.
Okay.
All right. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. I did go ahead and get you that refund of the 50%. I'm sorry, for 50% of $49.97, and it will show back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. I also have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
All right. C as in cat. 258. Mm-hmm.
C258.
Mm-hmm. 737.
737.
878.
878.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so by this action, there will be no more charges against me on this merchandise because I canceled the whole thing. Okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the one that you already provided me, it's a terrible misunderstanding. Maybe it's on my part. Maybe you folks did not say very clearly, but you will give me a 50% refund. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Is that settled then? Who am I talking to, ma'am?
My name is Deja, spelled D-E-J-A.
D-E-J-A, okay. Which company is this, by the way? I didn't see any company's name. It's Ultra Quick Evolution. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
What's it?
That's the company's name. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the telephone number. Is it Maryland? It's in Maryland? Okay. All right, so from next month, I will not be receiving any more bill from your
Correct.
Company, and then everything is done. Now I'm expecting to receive a refund check. Okay?
Yes, sir. All right, was
Thank
there
you.
Anything else that I could help you with?
No, I just totally misunderstood. Understood the whole thing, I guess. Either you folks, by portraying this deal, didn't really make it very clear. Thank you so much for helping.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.